Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas?
Yeah.
That's an Estonian song.
Oh, is it?
It is.
I don't think I have it.
Why don't we have that? Wow. I'm a loser.
Okay.
That's okay. I can provide that song. Totally. You just tell me what to do it. I'll hook it up.
All right. Awesome.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Happy to be back.
Happy to be back?
Wow, it's been like a month.
It has been a month.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is our 50th show.
50.
And the last show of the year.
Is it? We're not doing a New Year's show?
We are, but...
Oh, but it's going to be New Year's Day.
Yeah, it'll be New Year's Day, so it's the last show of...
It's the last show of the year. Wow, it's amazing.
Yeah.
The 50th and the last
of the year. It's been kind of a year, don't you think?
It's been a good year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, sorry we were away for a little while, but we've got some weird news. As always, we've got some strange robberies here. A robbery and a convenience store.
That sounds really exciting.
More details. I don't want to give it away. It's the thing that they steal. That's the whole story.
Oh, okay. I've got news about where we've been during the month that we haven't been broadcasting.
Okay. I've been curious about where I've been. We've got 911 pocket dials leading to an arrest.
Another pocket dial 911
story? Yeah, another
story?
One. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. I've got a filler here because I don't have a second story. Back to you.
Back to me?
Yes.
And finally...
What? Oh, yeah. No, I have a finally still.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is my third. Oh, you just wanted to skip one? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Just one.
Be that way, then. I've got a 9-year-old girl from Florida that's not going to be on the nice list for Christmas.
Oh, is she getting cold?
She's naughty.
Aw.
Big naughty girl.
And finally...
All right.
The best clips from the Derek and Kay Show from 2011, a year in review.
All right, awesome.
All coming up this hour on the Derek and Kay Show. Press the button.
Yeah.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Hello.
Hi. This is fun.
Oh, my God.
It's so hot. I mean, you've got a pretty sweet butt.
Quit. My mom's going to be pissed at me.
Cha-cha-cha yourself.
Nice beaver.
Well, you are really dumb, for real. So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Yay! Yay!
We are broadcasting live from Boston.
Hi.
Today is December 18th, 2011. December.
Last show of the year, almost Christmas. I have no idea what's going on.
We are almost 8,000 listeners. We are so close to 8,000 listeners.
Gotta get put it over the
Hopefully
top.
This show will put us up there, and then the new year...
Well, first of all, the show has to be good. That's a hurdle.
That's true. We do have to make the show good.
Yes.
And I am Derek. And right over there is Kay.
And I'm Shelley Duvall.
Oh, fantastic.
You can contact the Derek and Kay Show many methods. If you'd like, you can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Become a fan on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio and pressing the like button and telling all of your friends to do the same thing because we're so awesome. You can follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com, which hasn't been updated in about a few months. What is that sound? Oh, is that typing?
That's
I like that.
That's a new one.
I like
for
that
the blog.
Very
yeah.
much. Follow us on our Twitter handle at DK Radio Show. Or call us when we are live, like right now, at 661-467-2416. Long distance rates may apply if you're not calling from California. Yay!
That's right. We're in Boston, but we're but you're calling from California.
Yes.
Or you're
calling
us.
To California.
We're in California,
it's
but we're
California.
In Boston.
No.
I'm confused.
We're in Boston, but it's the California number.
Oh, right. That's what it is.
Yeah. Because we weren't able to get a good 617. It is cold.
It wouldn't be this cold in California.
No. Is it this cold in Northern California, though, sometimes, maybe?
I guess it could be. Do they ski up there?
Yeah, I think they
I don't know.
I've seen the California commercials where there's, like, skiing and stuff. So I guess it would get cold enough. They have mountains.
They've got mountains.
Yeah, they've got mountains
and
up there.
Snow, and they make snow.
They make snow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
think the making snow thing is really creepy. How do you make snow? Is it like when you make a slush?
Cha-cha-cha!
When you make like slushies and stuff? Like when you're the snow cone machine?
I think it's a little bit bigger than that.
Did you ever have a Snoopy snow cone machine?
I never did. Oh, yeah. Now I picture that, though.
Yeah, it's like a house. Snoopy house.
And that's got that hole where the thing turns.
Yeah.
And out comes the ice.
You churn, churn.
I wonder if someone can get that for Christmas.
That would be really cool. Do they still make those Snoopy snow cone machines?
I don't know, but I can picture it. I don't think I ever had one or knew anyone who had one, but I can sort of picture it in my head all this time. Okay.
Snoopy snow.
Google.
I love the typing. Oh, my. You can still get one.
Yeah?
I think, wow, really? Toys R Us? Wow, I think they're still making new ones.
Does it look the same?
Crap.
Does it really look the same?
It's the same, and it's exactly the same, first of all, with the Snoopy on top.
Yeah, it's like a red roof or something like that.
Yes, it's a red roof with Lucy and Charlie Brown at the bottom, and this is kid playing with it, and it's $19.99. We should get
that
one.
That's kind of expensive.
Expensive?
Right?
I don't know.
$20 for like a plastic doghouse that's got a...
Seems affordable.
It's got like a cheese grater in it.
I don't know.
Maybe a little bit pricey.
I could work with that. I mean, it's $20. You can,
right.
You can fork over the 20 bones. New piece. Oh, but it's cheaper at Sears. $13.65.
Oh, okay. Got a different price. Wow, that's a lot cheaper.
Price adjustments here. Some savings. Good savings. On the Snoopy snow cone machine. Wow, it looks exactly like
that. We tell you on the Derek and Kay show where you can get your Snoopy ice machine.
That's right. Have you done your Snoopy ice machine? Or your Snoopy snow cone machine?
Ice machine. I don't know what it is.
Have you finished your Christmas shopping?
How about I started it?
You started it?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, I got one thing. So that's good. I got that going for me.
Yeah,
and then
you got
tonight,
one thing.
I'm going to get on the Amazon.
Oh, I like getting on the Amazon.com.
And I'll probably do as much as I can tonight. Maybe tonight and tomorrow, and hopefully that stuff will come in before the end of the week, right?
Yeah, there's always the shipping thing with the Christmas time.
Yeah.
Like botches with like dropping off things at the wrong houses.
Oh, you had that problem, yeah.
Yeah. There was two gifts last year that happened to me. One dropped off at the house next door, and the other dropped off at my old apartment in Somerville, and I had to go by there and pick it up.
Oh, that's crazy.
That was insane.
That is totally crazy.
It was the Doctor Who DVDs that were there. Now I can say what it is because
that was last
Christmas.
That was last Christmas.
Yeah, I ordered a Doctor Who season 4 DVD.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I don't know, it's like $60. So I wasn't about to leave that shit in Somerville. I just cursed on the air.
Yeah, you got to watch out what you say when you... Got to watch
your
mouth.
Sorry, party people. It's that kind of day.
Wow, I think we'll have to have a sponsor from food.com or something.
Well, we've been away mostly because of
my
issue.
Yeah.
And I apologize to the fans who were eagerly awaiting new content, but I will blame Harvard Early Music Society for pulling us for rehearsals when I was not really available.
Yeah.
But we had a really good production of Cavalli's La Callisto. This is a very early opera. And I'm not going to say any more about it, but I was a dancing bear in this production. So that's how awesome it was.
Yeah, I did attend, and I did see you as a dancing bear.
What'd you think?
I thought there was going to be more singing.
I thought there was going to be more singing, too.
Yeah, you did, too.
I did audition for an opera, but you know, sometimes when you got small parts and roles, you got to do what you got to do. And in this case, I decided to dance.
Yeah.
So I could get more stage time.
Yeah.
More stage time.
You got the stage time. Well, you got more. Yeah, you did, what was it, three different parts?
I had four different costume changes.
Oh, was it four different ones?
Yes.
That's right. Jeez.
Yes, I was. The first costume was the bear.
Uh-huh.
The second costume was the nymph, dancing nymph. And then I was a Fury, which was the red leather costume, which took 5 years to get into.
Yeah.
And then I was a like a celestial body in the universe. So that's a lot of costume changes.
That is a lot of costume. There are, some of those were pretty fast. I did notice that.
Yeah, the costume change from the Nymphs to the Furies was very fast. And I got to put the makeup on, too, during that. It was just...
Yeah.
It was a quick change. But, you know, we got really good at it by the end of the run. So
that's great. Yeah.
That's where I've been.
It was definitely entertaining. Entertaining?
Mm. How's that tea treating you?
It's pretty good. You know, it is spicy. I might put some more honey in.
It's really spicy. We're drinking chai tea here on the Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah.
Because I've got a bit of a cold, unfortunately.
Oh.
It happens. I got the runny nose. I got the sneezles. It's good times.
I'm getting acquainted with the soundboard here. I'm almost not
it's
sure where everything
nice.
Is. It is pretty cool. And you know what? Maybe I should play this on the show just because. So, so it is our 50th show. there's a feature to this board. And I thought this was kind of funny. I don't know if anyone else will find this interesting.
What's the one that says cork? Oh, okay.
Because
like
it goes
that.
With that, yeah.
Oh, I see.
So there's this feature where you can play a whole row at the same time.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Which is pretty great.
Can we try that?
So I found that the best one is probably this one here. So get a load of 8 sounds at once on the soundboard. Pretty great, right?
I love that the Snoopy
it's
laughing
totally
sound is
random.
Like way longer than all the others.
It just keeps going. But yeah, Snoopy, yeah.
Speaking of Snoopy snow cone machine.
Wow, yeah.
Oh my god.
That was pretty good. That one's probably the best.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Are any of them else really good? Like,
I don't know.
All at once?
I don't know if any of them are quite as good.
That one was really special.
It's almost good as they are. Oh, we're giving them a free plug here.
We are.
And this one goes longer.
The CougarLife.com commercial with the car stuff in the background.
Recently voted the wildest dating service
it's
in America.
Pretty great. It's
join
all random because it's
now.
Whatever's in that row. And you know, I don't know what else
would
be funny.
Wait, can you play the one with horse, cow, cat, and angry cat?
Okay, here we
time.
Go. Here we go. Get ready.
That's way entertaining.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
No, they're all hilarious.
Well, maybe we should play another one. So this one's got some doorbells, and we got our, of course, we got
white people.
We got that. So all at the same time.
You got Sex Girl in there too.
It's random. I'm gonna stop that, but that.
Oh God.
Yeah,
great.
It's really crazy. But I think my favorite is still this one. It's totally
the
random.
The Cougar one is my favorite.
That's pretty good.
That one is pretty good with the police. Can you play the police and the Cougar Life commercial at the same time?
Is
it the
just
car
the two
crash?
Or the whole row?
I'm trying to figure out what was the magic combination.
There
it
was a
been...
car crash and a police and the Cougar.
Okay, a
and
car
a burp,
crash?
Actually. A burp hits first, and then it goes.
No, I say Cougar Life, police, and car crash all at the same time.
Not the whole row?
Not the whole row. Just
okay.
Those three.
I don't know why that's funny, but it is.
Get a cougar.
They're on the run.
Get a cougar.
And they're bad at driving.
Get a cougar.
Wow.
I love when the cougar comes in at the end.
Yeah.
It's my favorite
dating service in America. Join for free now.
There we go. Two plugs already on our show.
They added value. If I ever get divorced, I'm going on CougarLife.com.
You got to wait some years, though, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Right? Because you got to be a cougar.
What qualifies a cougar? Do I have to wait till I'm like 45?
And you got to look like it, too. So I think.
I have to wear like.
Yeah, you're not
going to
look old. Yeah, that's right. Maybe get that smoking thing going.
Yeah, I got to start smoking.
The smoking voice. You got to get that.
Because I don't look old.
No.
All of my clients from my other job think I'm like 18, 19 before
what?
I start saying it. Oh, yeah. People come and say to me, they're like,
oh, my gosh.
Like,
I get
you don't
10
remember.
Younger.
No, I've gotten all kinds of people saying that I look like 20 or 19. So I guess I confuse people.
Yeah.
I think some people also think I'm lying. I had one lady that came up to me and she was like, she looked at my ring and she goes, oh, are you married? And I was like, yeah, 4 years. She goes, oh, really? I was like, I'm in my 30s. She goes, oh, I thought you were like 18.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh.
She thought I was a child bride.
Jeez.
Totally not. Anyway, should we take a short break? It's already 7:50.
Yeah, we can take a short break.
And then what will we do when we come back?
We got
show planning right live on the air.
You hear it come together. It's all coming together.
Professional.
That's right. We can go back with some weird news.
I love the weird news.
I got
news.
A few weird news items that could be pretty funny.
Awesome.
And it could be entertaining that I haven't read them all yet, so that could be fun, too.
Oh, good.
So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with some weird news.
Excellent. I'm loving it. Also, today's Baked Cookies Day for some reason.
Oh.
It's also National...
We have cookies?
No cookies.
Oh.
It's also National Roast Suckling Pig Day for some reason.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm not really into that, although I do like pork.
That's a pig sound.
No. You got to get one on there.
Got to get one.
But all your buttons are filled.
Well.
How do you get more sounds?
Yeah, you can. Well, I put the ones that I use the most here, and then I have other pages here that I can just go to.
Oh,
so this is just, you know.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. We'll see.
Let's take a short break.
Quick break, and we'll be right back with some
great
news.
Cool.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
I was born with a foul mouth. It's not a disease or an illness. I just love f***ing cursing. You know, people say, like, good morning, Trish, and I go, well, f*** you asshole. Oh, it feels good. And my mom, well, she doesn't give a shit. She's been hearing words like, fuck, you asshole, suck my d*** off, and c*** sucker, since the day I learned to speak. It does, however, affect my goddamn public life. Like, I really can't go out to restaurants. You know, where's the goddamn ladies' room, swipe? That's where food.com saved me.
Food.com is the internet's takeout and delivery service, and we can help. If you bastards can't control your goddamn language, Food.com can get you the food you want from local f***ing restaurants, and you can stay at home and curse all you goddamn like. No s***. Food.com. Sometimes it's best to just order in.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Call the Darrington Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Darrington Kay Show.
Hey, this is Dr. Kesha, and we are back. I fucking love that food.com.
I love that, too. It's the greatest restaurant. Well, not restaurant. It's the greatest website ever for fucking delivery. You can contact the Dr. Kesha Show by email if you'd like.
You've got mail.
Just email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook. You can become a friend at facebook.com/dkradio. And press the like button. Follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com. And follow us on Twitter at DK Radio Show. And lastly, you can call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. Standard long distance rates may apply.
Yeah.
But if you have a cell phone, I don't see why who dials long distance nowadays and pays for it?
Long distance, yeah. I don't know anyone who doesn't.
I mean, that is
who's not using a cell phone.
I mean, that is really
a cell phone.
An antiquated kind of experience, right? Paying for long distance.
I don't know anyone who pays like, oh no, let me yeah, let me put my card in or something. I don't know what the hell. Yeah, no one really does that.
Or like it would show up on your phone bill, like you dialed California, so you have to pay like more money for it. Remember that? Like if you dialed long distance,
yeah,
it cost you like per minute. You need a long distance plan with your like landline phone.
No, none of that.
None of that.
None of that.
I think with cell phones,
it's just totally weird.
I remember like in 1999 when I got my first cell phone, I think I had to pay for long distance also then too. Maybe.
Really? No, I don't think there was
in 1999.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I thought it was always just
think
minutes.
So.
For some places, outside of an area or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I had a 617 number. I think I had
to. Yeah, that's crazy.
And gosh, I've had the same number for a long time.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was just Boston-based.
I forget. Because I was with Sprint. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had a really, like, my first cell phone. Oh. You look at it now, it looks like a brick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I still have the first two somewhere.
I lost that phone. I was really sad about it.
Yeah, it looked so big. Like it's like the size of a TV remote control, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was that big. Mine was like maybe this big or something, but it had like a green and black screen or something.
Yeah, and you could talk for like 10 minutes and then, oh, wait, where is it here? I know I have it somewhere.
What, the battery would go down or something? I don't remember.
I don't even know what stuff is here.
A lot of experiences with that phone. I didn't even use it that much. I only got it because Verizon didn't want to put in my landline right away when I moved to my new apartment. So I was like, I got to have a phone. So I got a cell phone. But it was an old phone. I kind of miss the old days.
The old, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, now smartphone, can't go back.
You can do all kinds of stuff.
Not go back. All right. You got some weird news?
Yes. Weird news.
Let's have it.
This one comes to us from Pittsburgh. We got a couple of thieves that broke into a liquor store. And what would you think they would steal at a liquor store?
Liquor?
Lots of expensive bottles in there, right?
Yeah.
Well, these people made off with some other holiday spirits.
Like
they
what?
They stole eggnog.
Just eggnog?
They smashed through a glass door at the state liquor store early Tuesday and made off with two bottles of alcoholic eggnog.
Oh, but it was still alcohol, though.
Right, but it's eggnog. It's not.
But
like,
it's like pre-made eggnog.
Yeah, you're not
like
making
with alcohol
off with,
in it.
Like, expensive bottles. You're getting eggnog.
Yeah, why not get like Dom Perignon or like Lelitz or whatever? Some really expensive bottle.
Yeah.
Well, they had to be drunk.
It doesn't make any sense, but that's what's happening in Pittsburgh. They were caught in a surveillance footage, and then they're investigating it, but they don't know what happened yet. Who it is.
Surveillance footage will whore you every time.
I guess so. People should know. There's cameras like everywhere.
People should totally know.
It's crazy.
But they keep doing dumb stuff anyway.
I love this one. They went for eggnog. It's a good holiday weird news story.
That is up.
We are expecting Coach Joe
Paterno. Joe Paterno.
Yeah, I got that one.
I can't hear a word you
say. Oh, I love it.
All right, moving later on.
Can you play that again?
I got it down here.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
I love that.
It's pretty great. I figured that would be good when we get some callers,
awesome.
You know? Because I'm sure we're not going to be able to understand them.
That's right.
Speaking of, any callers? No.
No, no. I'm looking at
check the phone here.
I'm looking at the switchboard, don't you?
nothing.
Yeah, there's no callers.
No, let me check over here.
Oh no callers.
All right.
But you know who's over here?
What's that?
It's Siri.
Oh, hi.
That's me.
Fantastic.
I'm on the Derek and Kay show.
Yay.
So we got one listener.
Okay, yeah. Siri's listening.
Maybe two.
She's
I don't know.
She's right here. She's right here. I can ask her what she's wearing.
Oh, really?
Let's see.
Nice.
What are you wearing?
Wearing?
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
Why do people keep asking me this?
Do you like talking to me, Siri?
Of course I like talking to you.
Ah, oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
Very nice.
She's nice. Moving right along.
I like this. Mix it up a little bit. Okay, this one comes to us from Wisconsin, where thieves pocket dialed 911. This seems to happen a lot. I don't know why.
How do you pocket dial 911?
Like, even with a smartphone, maybe it's not a smartphone thing, because I've never pocket dialed anyone with a smartphone.
How about I've hardly ever pocket dialed anyone.
I know I've done it before. Anyways.
I can't do it now.
These people, there's these two guys. in their 20s, stole a bunch of DVDs and computer games from a Target store on Tuesday. And as they were driving away, they were discussing their plans of what to do with the goods while they were connected to a 911 dispatcher. They listened for about an hour, and they even gave the plans of where they might sell it, and they went to a video game store where they were going to sell the merchandise, and that's when they got busted.
Idiots.
They were surrounded by police. And that's what's happening in Wisconsin. Exactly.
Who does that?
I know.
They pocket dial 911 and said all about their plans?
Yeah, they're like driving away. They're like, yeah, we got these DVDs. We just, like, they even mentioned like where they were, where they got them from and where they were going and where they're playing. They even described the car they were driving somehow. Bunch of winners.
Do you know something that was really funny is that in Prince George's County, Maryland, where I'm from, I think the city comptroller or some sort of city official got caught like embezzling funds or something. I don't know, something, some white collar crime. And his wife was like at home, and the FBI came to the door. They were knocking on the door, banging on the door, trying to get in. And they were on the phone together, trying to figure out what to do with the money.
Yeah.
And he tells, this is Jack Johnson, and he told her to put it in her panties.
Oh, nice.
I wish I had that sound clip because it's really funny.
Yeah, they never
put it in your panties.
They never look there.
Yeah, and he's like, flush it, guys, flush it out the toilet. They're really knocking. It's really funny. All right, what's the next story?
Well, this girl's not going to be on the good list, the nice list for Christmas. A 9-year-old Florida girl loves candy so much. This happened, I think, after... This is a while ago. This might have been about a month ago. Maybe it was even close to Halloween. But the bus driver told her to stop eating candy on the bus. And it ended with this little girl getting pepper sprayed.
What? She got pepper sprayed?
She told the...
How old is she again?
She's 9 years old.
Okay, and she got pepper sprayed in
the
face?
A little brat, yeah. She threatened other kids and spit at the bus driver. And then she was forced off the bus. And she picked up a piece of asphalt and throwing it at the bus. And I guess the police arrived. And she said, fuck you. Fuck you. Whoops. Oh, that's something else.
What is that?
I pressed the all button on that one.
Can you do it again?
Radio show on the internet today, the Derek and Kay Show.
That's pretty good.
The hammering sound and sawing at the same time is awesome.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I've been working on some.
And there's your traffic gift. Beeping. Wait. Okay. Can you play the beeping, the traffic, the hammering, and the sewing? I mean, and the sewing at the same time.
Oh, hold on. Okay, here we go. Yeah, the soundboard is fun.
I don't know why that's hysterical to me.
Still, this is my favorite.
Did we do the next one? Yeah, down from that? Like, there's a,
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, I freaking love it. It's pure gold.
That is pretty good. Anyways, yeah, that girl, she is in big trouble.
So the police came and pepper sprayed her? Is that what you said?
They did, yeah.
Who pepper sprays a nine-year-old girl?
She was just so violent, and she was throwing rocks at the bus.
Yeah, but she's nine. You need to pepper. You just need to, like, hold her down.
A 9-year-old girl to tell people to fuck off.
I can't imagine. Well, you know what? I can. If you grew up in the hood and your father is doing bad things to you, you're probably going to tell, you know, whomever to.
Oh, she told the bus driver that she would fucking kill him.
Really? She's going to fucking kill him? Oh, dear. Yeah. Wow. What's with the hair?
The crazy hair.
The hair is really insane.
It's not over there.
Are you getting distracted by something?
Well, I was just seeing we got a message here.
Oh, a message?
Well, I hate to see, like, someone saying, hey, you're not broadcasting or something.
Oh,
like
yeah, that would suck a
you
lot.
Never know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we care that 33,000 pounds of seafood was stolen?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'll read the story. In Pennsylvania, State police say a trailer holding 16 tons of seafood was stolen over the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not that kind of seafood. There's no dolphins.
33,000 pounds. This happened late Friday, and sometime into Saturday. I think this was a few weeks ago. Oh, that's the story.
That's it?
Yeah, there's no other details. Anyways. Oh. 33,000 pounds of seafood taken from Pennsylvania.
I wonder what kind of seafood.
That's something, that's something you can't sell in the black market, by the way.
Seafood?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's got a shelf life.
It's got a short shelf life.
Speaking of, they were kind of shellfish. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, anyways, that's what's happening in Pennsylvania.
That's Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Best state ever.
It's pretty good, right?
That's pretty good. Is that all for the weird news?
That is all for the weird news.
Nice.
Some other stories came out that was kind of weird. I think this is more over in the UK, but they said this is the most dangerous weekend for driving.
It
is? 17th and the 18th.
This weekend?
Yeah. So they said somewhere that there was the most accidents historically to date.
But this is
in the
UK?
Driving, yeah, this is in the... The story came from the UK.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's got to be a UK thing, though.
I looked it up. I came up with stuff happening this weekend. Man, I didn't seem to concern us, but be careful out there.
If you're listening from the UK.
Which, you never know. Someone might be.
You never know. There's a definite possibility. You know what? I hate when people say that.
There's a definite possibility.
Yeah. And I just did it. Gosh, I hate myself. You know what I've got?
What do you got? Oh, good. I got one of those, too.
I've got a YouTube moment that, that's really interesting to me. YouTube.com.
It's a blessing for mankind, that's for sure.
So I just had one little thing I wanted to play from YouTube.com. This is News 9 in Denver. And the broadcaster who's out at the scene is talking to the peeps that are back in the studio. And he really messes up.
We'll toss it back to you guys. And Aaron, again, congratulations on your big hooters. Wow, that was a slip of the tongue. Oh, yeah, again, the Hooters who won.
YouTube.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
YouTube.
Congratulations on your big hooters.
Nice.
Hey, now.
Yeah, I heard that one. That's great.
Did
I
you?
Love that. Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It came on. It was like a clip of those bad news clips.
Oh, was it?
Fumbles, yeah. That was the best of them. It was really good.
Yeah, I think it was pretty recent also. I think this was like, uploaded on December 11th. So, pretty recent.
That's pretty good. I got a YouTube.
Do you?
I got a YouTube video. I don't think you got to see this.
YouTube.com.
What's your video?
I got Miss Hannah Minx.
Oh, what is this?
Which I'm hoping she's going to call the show. Sometime. Maybe not tonight, but sometime.
What's her deal? Oh, dear.
Maybe I should just play the video.
She's got ginormous cans.
She's got big old bitties.
She's got really big cans. That's all I can see from this picture is her and her ginormous cans.
And the angle is the camera angle is obviously done intentionally.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see that. It's up above her, and she's got the... Yeah, anyway.
Who's this person?
This is Miss Hannah Minx, and she's got a series of videos called JWoww, where she... I'll just play it, and I know it's a video, but I think it will translate well with the audio.
All right.
And maybe we'll put it up somewhere, but here's...
All right, I'm going to check it out.
Miya-san, konnichiwa. It's time for another JWoww.
Japanese word of the day.
Kuchi. Kuchi means mouth. Kuchi. The kanji for coochie looks like a coochie. Pretty easy to remember. I like to do a lot of things with my coochie.
I bet.
Talking, breathing. But my favorite thing to do with my coochie is eat it. I like to eat green bean chips with my coochie. Crunchy in my coochie. I like to eat wasabi peas with my coochie. Spicy in my coochie. I like to drink coffee with my coochie. Mix my coochie. before. And I like to eat popsicles with my coochie.
Oh, boy.
My coochie is so happy when I'm eating a popsicle.
Yeah.
Cold coochie. She likes to give kisses to her coochie. Kiss. I like to suck on candy with my coochie.
Yeah.
I love having candy in my coochie. Hot candy. Green apple flavor. Sour and sweet. What do you do with your
candy.
Coochie, Nina-san? Do you eat with your coochie? Do you talk with your coochie? Do you drink with your coochie? Show me in a vigorous bun. Can't wait to see them. Matsune.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, dear.
So she does.
Subscribe, Kudafai.
Sometimes she likes
Whoa.
To growl with her coochie.
Her cans are enormous.
Yeah, they really.
Thank you for the coochie.
She's got big cans. I can't believe
she,
it.
Yeah, they're pretty big. I have to say, I watched a few of these videos.
Of course,
it
you
was
did.
Kind of interesting on a few different levels.
What I mean.
So she does the Japanese word of the day. That's what that's all about.
Is that all she does? Is the Japanese word of the day?
That's as far as I found here. I think she's originally from Philly. She's like
uh-huh.
in her 20s.
Uh-huh.
She spent some time over there, and
uh-huh.
then she did like some smoking thing, and then she came over here.
Some smoking thing? What is that? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. She did videos about smoking, and now
what do you mean videos about smoking? What
that's
does that
what
mean?
I read. I didn't find any on here, and now she's doing these videos here.
Is there, I like to do a lot of things with my coochie.
Is there another one we can see?
Well, you can click any of these if you'd like.
Well, I can't click it. I can't see.
Okay.
Makes my coochie feel all warm.
What's this one?
Which one do you want? We got,
No, we can't have a makeup tutorial. We need another Japanese word.
Let's see. That was mouth. Exercise?
Sure. Let's exercise.
All right.
Hannah Mink.
Hey, son. Konnichiwa. It's time for another. J-J-J-J-Well. Today's J-Well is
yeah.
Undo-suru means to exercise.
She's pretty cute.
Are you interested?
Over the summer, I did a lot of undo suru. And my arm got
Did she not say that?
She said undo suru.
With her mouth closed.
I try and do push-ups. They're pretty hard to do, but it feels good to have a nice undo suru. Check out
boy.
My push-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And the boobs are
just
hanging out.
Wow, look at that. I'm surprised something doesn't fall out.
What's her story? Is her shtick that the boobs are just too huge and that's the only reason to watch the video?
You know, oh, boy.
Look
wow.
at that. I mean, you wouldn't intentionally
cute.
Wear the low-cut tank top.
What do you do?
What the hell is on the screen behind her?
Let me know in a video or a comment. Matsune.
Every time she moves her arm, they jiggle.
They jiggle.
Yes.
And, you know, she's kind of cute. It's tough. It's, I mean.
She's very cute. I'd hit it if I were a guy.
It's.
Wow.
Yeah, and everything.
Ginormous boobs.
Big cans. Yeah, every video is like
That's
that.
That's all I
yeah.
can look at when I watch the video is the huge juggling cans. I guess that's what she wants you to look at.
The camera angle and everything, I mean, it's obvious.
You think we can get her to call the show?
I would love her to call the show. I have so many questions. I want to ask her
what
kind
of questions?
Does. You know, are they real? I don't know.
They look real to me.
They
very jiggly.
Real. Yeah.
Because, you know, if they're not real, they get all, like, stiff and, like balloons, right?
I think so. I don't think that they would look like that. They would
no.
look like yeah. I mean, that's not the only question I want to ask.
They look
course,
real.
It's you know.
What are the comments on the bottom? I'm just curious.
Oh, that could be funny, right?
Yeah.
We should look at the coochie one.
It's ridiculous how many hits a nice rack will get you. Press 6. Oh, have you ever done that?
For what? For
the YouTube videos?
No.
You should do it. Press 6. We'll go up to the back tips of the screen.
Here?
No. Yeah, and press 6. Just press 6 on your computer.
Right here?
Yeah. Oh, no. Press play again.
And
yeah, press. And then press 6.
It's time for another. Just day one.
Oh, that usually works. There, yeah, there you go.
What is that?
Press 6 again.
Oh. What is that all about?
It just goes to, like, different parts of the video. I think different numbers work for different...
Oh, different spots?
Yeah, different spots.
Oh, so they're saying that's the
good
one.
Yeah, they're saying that's the best part.
Yeah, okay. That does work. Look at press 6.
Press
I like
6.
That. Right to the push-ups. Anyways, this is an interesting for people at home.
I can't believe
unless
watching
they're watching
this.
The videos, too.
So, just...
It is pretty great.
Great and dumb. She's got big, what's ginormous eyes.
Big eyes, big... Yeah.
Let me know in a video as well or a comment.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Unbelievable. Well, now we learned two Japanese words.
What was that one?
Kuchi and undusuru.
I do know kuchi.
Kuchi?
Makes my kuchi feel all warm.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we take a little short break and then we'll come back with the best
Let's
moments
do.
Of 2011?
That sounds great. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go. There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents.
And what better way to say I love you than with a gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much. About the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas. And that's all.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Call the Darrington Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The future is now. The Darrington Kay Show.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. We are back. I'm going to pick me up some of those spatulas, you know, for the holiday gifts. Get like is it 10 and then you get the next with 1 cent more?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. But do you need a spatula? Do people need spatulas? Is that the thing?
Makes a great gift.
You know what I'm
seasonal
missing?
Seasonal spatulas.
You know what I'm missing from my kitchen collection is the thing to actually serve cake with and pie.
The cake server.
Yes, the cake server. It's like a spatula, but it's the triangle shape.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good to know.
That's really interesting. Anyway, you can call the Derrick and Kay Show at 661-467-2416 if you'd like. Or you can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com and send us hate mail.
You've got mail.
Become a friend on Facebook and become a fan at facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog that has not been updated in about 10,000 years at derrickandkay.blogspot.com. And follow us on Twitter at our Twitter handle at DK Radio Show. Yes.
How about that?
How about that? If you think I'm not doing the Chipotle online ordering thing right now, you are crazy.
You're actually ordering bean logs on the show. I'm jealous.
Yes. Well, you can also have bean logs. You live so close to the Chipotle. I'm surprised you're not there more often.
That's true. You know what? I've never gone on my own.
Really?
No, it's the thing I don't do.
What?
I don't know what I'll do. I'll make up something here, probably.
You're not... Wait, hold on. Instead of going to get a bean log right now...
Yeah.
Which sounds good to you, right? You said?
Yeah.
And you live, like, maybe 4 blocks down...
It's really cold out there.
Yeah. And put on a coat, man.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I have plenty of food here.
I don't know. You don't make no sense. What do you got here?
What do you mean, what do I got here?
What do you got here?
I don't know.
What are you going to make for yourself?
Yes,
bachelor. What are you going to make?
I think a pasta. I don't know.
Pasta? Something...
Yeah. I don't know. I'll take a look.
All right.
Maybe I'll go over there. We'll see.
Good times.
All right.
All right, so I wanted to get some clips from our show in 2011 because
Don't mind me. I got some hair in my mouth or something. I was going to sit back and let you do that. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I don't know what.
Sorry. It was just really funny. It's too bad there's no video. I wish there was video sometimes.
There we go.
Oh, you got it?
Sorry.
Okay, good.
Gross.
So the best. Sometimes you got a hair there. You never know what's gonna happen.
All right, I'm all right. I'm fine.
So some of the best moments from 2011 come from the parts of the show that actually get messed up.
Yeah, those are the best, I guess.
So the big saga we had in 2011 was the deal with the beep at the beginning of the show.
That's right.
So to give you some background, when the show starts, basically this is exactly what we hear.
Where's the countdown?
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Log Talk Radio.
This is...
And we'd start the show or whatever.
Yeah.
That was before we did the talking in the intro introduction.
Right.
So when we first got the beep... We were very, very surprised.
It really threw us off.
Very surprised.
Hey, we're on.
Log Talk Radio.
You forgot about that, didn't you?
I did. I
think that's
that was
the,
pretty
that's
good.
That's the third time, right. I think.
Good.
And I knew she was coming, too.
Let me see.
Damn
it. I think,
because
I didn't plan this very well.
Beep,
and then it's 2 seconds later, and then she says...
I don't have it.
Oh, you don't have it?
Wait, I did have
it. All right,
it.
So here's the first time we heard the beep.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Derek.
What?
I don't know why that's so funny.
Hey, Derek.
What's going on?
Did we jump the gun?
I don't know. I heard a beep, and I don't normally hear a beep.
I don't really like the beep.
Are we on? That beep is new.
I think we're on. And it's so funny because that little thing just threw us off.
It was, yeah. It's
your
really
show
bad.
Will go live
wow.
in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, there's the beep.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I don't understand.
I think there's only like three or something.
Oh, that's pretty
where
great.
We really had trouble with the beep. And the botched intros are what is the best. Because on our birthday show earlier this year, we really messed that up.
Talk Radio.
Hey, Talk Derek.
Talk Radio.
Oh, wow.
What was that?
What?
Did you do that?
That wasn't me.
Okay. Anyway, hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine. Happy
wow.
birthday to the Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Woo! We have been on one entire year.
Talk Radio.
What is that?
What is the dick? What is
Derek?
The jingle.
Okay, wait a minute.
Is that you? Are you botching our show?
That's not me.
That's not. Is it me?
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Which show is this? Wait.
Wow.
Oh, you know what it is? It's me because I was playing our broadcast. So those are the technical flubs that we have here.
That's pretty funny.
Here at the Derek and Kay Show. But sometimes it's not technical flubs. Sometimes it's actually us.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Now I've since mastered this and cleaned up my act, but this is the worst back to show promo we've ever done in our entire existence.
Today,
yes, terrible.
Sounds all right so far.
So far. Wait until I come in.
Hey, this is Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
All right.
Showing stuff.
Here's the plugs. Ready?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, you can email the Derek and Kay Show at our email address.
You've got mail.
I want to say at so bad every time I do this plug before the email address, but at is part of the address, so I can't really include that before I say the handle at address.
Because that would be just confusing.
It would be confusing. So let's rewind and try again. You can email the Derek and Kay Show by emailing dkradioshow@gmail.com. How do you say that?
Where can you email us at?
You can email us at
yes
dkradioshow@gmail.com. Now there's two at. There's an at. It's an
okay,
at sandwich between dkradioshow and at gmail.com.
I love at sandwich.
Our email address
yes
is dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Send us hate mail.
Great.
Become a fan on Facebook.
Wow.
Just go to facebook.com/dkradio. Click the like button. Or if you're a fan already, you can click the unlike button and give us a heart attack.
I like it.
You like that?
Yeah, I liked it.
You like the liking and the unliking as well?
I just liked it.
These are good. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I just did again.
Oh, you did? You did twice. You liked it and then you unliked it and then you liked it again?
Well, no, I liked it and then I liked the comment that I liked it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like doing that.
Can I like that you like it?
Sure, and then I'm going to like that you like that I like that.
Okay.
I'm like that.
Yeah. You like that?
Okay. Sorry.
All right. Oh, you can follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com.
Can you?
You can.
Wow.
If you want, if it's not too much trouble. You can click, there's a little follow button at the top. You can follow it.
Follow
you can
it where?
Put it in your, at derekandkay.blogspot.com.
Okay.
You can click a little thing at the top of the screen on the left-hand side that says follow. And you can read it in your Google Reader. Not that there's anything really to read, because I haven't put anything in there. And you've never written a post there,
oh,
by
will.
The way.
I will. I It's tough, but I will.
All kinds of things coming out on today's show.
Yeah.
Follow our Twitter feed at our handle, at DK Radio Show.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was...
What's that? What's that for?
Oh, my finger was on the wrong button.
Your finger slipped?
I thought it...
Great.
That's, seriously. No, it was on...
Uh-huh.
Whatever the cursor was on.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Is that it? Is that everything?
So no.
We may need to go to break again.
Oh, I got one more thing.
Okay.
You can call us.
Oh, calling.
But although, not if you're listening after the fact, because then you can't call us.
That's true.
You can call now.
Podcast.
Oh, boy.
661-467-2416. But you know what? When someone's going to call us?
Yeah.
Never.
Oh, how about never?
Never. Or.
I don't even have the switchboard.
You know when someone's going to call us? When we do the Damn Pony Show again?
They're going to call us big time now.
Or when we do the Anthropology Show again? Or if we make fun of your video on YouTube, which we are tonight.
Oh, we are?
Oh, of course, but I didn't contact anyone.
My video?
Not your video.
Okay, I don't know.
No.
All right.
No, we got some videos.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Did we play this whole song? Yes. All right.
We really did.
Fantastic.
Wow. I didn't even know how long that was. Okay.
All right. Should we do the weird
news?
Well,
we do have some weird news. That is long.
It's long.
That's
funny. It's like 4 minutes.
Boy, that's
four
the longest
minutes to do the promo.
Back. Yeah.
The longest rejoinder ever. But I think...
Oh.
One of our really moments of genius during this year's Derek and Kay show was the earthquake reaction sort of compilation that we did.
Wow. Pretty great.
It's best when Mama Rick called the show.
We're talking about a YouTube clip, and then we got the actual person calling
in. Yeah, we love that.
So
we love that. This is some of the great parts.
If you find this camera a little later on, I'll take it. Oh, my God.
Love it.
She cracks me up.
We love it. She cracks
so
me up. It's so funny.
You know, it's a great contrast between those two clips that you played about the one person, the two people that I think it's an earthquake.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's a great,
oh my gosh.
Great contrast.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
You.
But
what is that?
What is this? Really good contrast, right?
Oh my gosh.
You feel that shit?
Yes, I do. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So you know,
oh my gosh.
If you listen to it out of context, it sounds a little bit like a porn.
It does sound.
Doesn't it?
Oh my gosh. That shit.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
You feel that shit?
Yes, I do. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
You feel that shit?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We might need to post a YouTube video of our own.
Oh, I think that's a moment of genius.
That is really great. I love that.
It's like inspired moment of genius. It just happened.
Perfect.
It totally was just perfect. I have one that says horrible Halloween botch. I don't know what that is.
Oh, boy.
2 minutes and 14 seconds. Let's check that out.
All right.
Talk radio. Love Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that me again?
I don't know. Is it me? It's not me.
It's got to be somebody.
All right.
Who is it?
It's not me.
Well, we should start hearing echoes soon.
Oh, it might be me.
Uh-oh, there you are.
There we go. It's gone.
All right, good. How you doing?
Hey.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Anyway, today is Mischief Night. Oh, I know what this is.
Oh, yeah.
And that's my first highlight.
That's why I feel a little crazy.
I think so.
We've got the best and possibly the worst 911 calls.
Awesome. I'm excited for those. Nah. There's a consequence when it gets better. Adolf Hitler.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine so.
Yeah.
We got old people having pop brownies going to the hospital.
Oh, boy. Wait, do I say and finally?
And finally,
if you feel like committing suicide, you should post it on the Facebook page of Mountain Dew.
What?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do next time I feel like killing myself.
Wow.
Which is never, but you know.
Just to put it out there.
Just in case. If I felt like doing that, that's where I'm going first.
And my finally.
Oh, what happened? How did we do that?
What's that? What? Finally.
Finally.
Wait, don't you have a finally? No,
I have a finally.
No. I got one, then you got one, I think. Did I start it? I don't know.
I don't.
Do you have one more?
Don't normally I do the last one. I don't know what's going on. You know what? You were right. Before we started, we said this is either going to be the worst or the best
Eric
K show ever.
That's right.
Back from our 2-week hiatus.
I guess you take a little break and it's tough. Okay. I'll do one, then you do one?
No, I'm done.
Oh, you're done? Okay.
And finally. Again.
A person that does a $100 bet and gets stuck in a kid's swing set and has to go to the hospital.
What?
I almost did the whole story. All coming up on the Derek and Kay Show.
So as you can see, we're not perfect.
That is pretty great.
But we have fun.
Oh, boy.
It's been a good year. We had
that music.
We had the shopping show. We had the pony show.
We did. Rony in the house.
And that was a lot of our listenership. But it's Christmas time. Everybody's got to have a safe holiday out there.
Yes.
And I guess we'll see you guys all in 2012, another year of the
New Year's
Day.
Oh, sorry.
You mean we're doing a New Year's Day show? Why not?
All right.
Why not? All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, 2011. Have a happy Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. That's Tuesday, isn't it?
I think it's coming up. Yeah.
I think it's Tuesday.
I don't know when it is. Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Well said.
And thanks for listening. Let's get that number over 8,000.
That's
all right.
Yeah, that's going to happen with this one.
Nice.
Thanks for listening.
All right,
Merry Christmas.
Listening,
happy
guys.
Holidays. All that stuff.
See ya.
Take care. Bye-bye.
So when our mother is all out of champagne, we'll mix the OJ up with beer. The kids all want their Christmas present. They scream and cry and wail and moan. But what they don't know, that doesn't matter. To pay for them, Dad took a loan. Happy Christmas to you. Wish you lots of joy and peace.
is the Darrington Kay Show.